Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hey friends, happy end of summer. We have so many exciting things happening around Moms in Prayer right now. Prayer groups around the world are kicking off, and if you haven't taken the step to find one or start one, there has never been a time like right now to do that. You can find every step and the help you need at the Moms in Prayer website. Your reviews are cracking me up and thrilling us to no end. Our Great Lakes Division coordinator, Marta Gamelli, texted me that she trained a brand new Moms in Prayer group leader who heard about Moms in Prayer through the podcast. That is so awesome. Every time you like a podcast, leave a review, or share the podcast, it helps another mom connect to the life-giving ministry of Moms in Prayer. Have you subscribed yet? I just want to remind you that it's simple to hit subscribe and every episode will be dropped into your app each week. If you're a regular listener, you heard me ask Sally Burke, our president, if she believed we really could see every school in the world covered by prayer. And her response was, absolutely. I believe that too, and the vision only happens when we help other moms feel like prayer is something accessible. Our guest today is Patty Garibay, and she is totally committed to the next generation and the girls in our lives. Patty is the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls, and in 1995, she started a faith-based interdenominational alternative to Girl Scouts. She's a dynamo for Jesus, a former Moms in Prayer mom, and is actively working to see girls come to know Christ. Moms in Prayer and American Heritage Girls have partnered together to write the Girls in Prayer program that helps train girls from ages 6 years old to 18 years old how to pray using engaging activities and studies for groups of all kinds, and that can even be your daughter or granddaughter. Listen in as we discuss all things girl with our Moms in Prayer friend, Patty Garibay. Patty Garibay, it is so fun to welcome you to the Moms in Prayer podcast. Hey!
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks a lot for having me, Lee. I can't wait to chat about the ministry and also about the relationship that we are building with Moms in Prayer at American Heritage Girls.
Well, we are so excited about it. I spent last year working on the Girls in Prayer patch with American Heritage Girls. And so it is a great honor to talk to you today. But introduce our audience and me to your family and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, absolutely. I am the mother of four and I am the grandmother of eight. And I have been married to my husband, Pat, for nearly 40 years. We have a fun little story in that our names are the same, Pat and Patty, but also we started knowing each other in third grade. So literally grew up together and have really learned to walk together and also to grow in the Lord together, which is such an amazing blessing. And we came to know him at about the same time. And we have been blessed to raise up our kids in the way they should go. And not always perfect, of course, lots of bumps in the road, but the Lord is faithful. And we are excited to see what the next generation of our own family is going to look like and how they will love and serve the Lord. So that's our family. Lots of people in it. We have three daughters, which is why American Heritage Girls was born. It was actually created for my third daughter. I too was a third daughter, so my heart went out to her when I realized what was going on in the Girl Scout organization where her older sisters had thrived. And I'm like, we got to do something for Katie. And so American Heritage Girls was born when she was 9 years old. So that's my story in a little nutshell.
Wow, that's so interesting that out of a need in your family grew a nationwide ministry, which is really a phenomenal ministry. So go ahead and tell us about American Heritage Girls and how that started for you.
Well, in 1995, it actually started in 1993. The Lord started to show me some things about the Girl Scouts, whom I served for 13 years as a volunteer, as a troop leader for three troops, as a troop organizer, actually creating troops in my area. And I loved what it was about. And I love that I could use my Christian ministry as an outreach for girls to grow in leadership and confidence, but all through the lens of Jesus Christ. Well, In 1993, the Girl Scouts made a decision that was foundational at its core, and that was to change the Girl Scout promise to no longer mandate an oath to God or a promise to love God, but rather to whatever you deem appropriate, whether that be God, whether that be Allah, whether that be a tree, or whether that be nothing at all. And so, as a Christian mom, I was a busy mom too, by the way. I thought, oh, I could just ignore that and sort of do my own thing with my girls and my troop. Or I could really listen to God's prompting that this is not acceptable on any level, and that my membership, even in my local troop, was still promoting a godless future for the Girl Scouts. And so I am one to fight rather than fly. And tried to make some local changes and ask the Girl Scouts to reconsider opening this Pandora's box that they had now opened. But you know what, Lee, the snowball had gone down the hill too far. It was gaining momentum. And I started to peel back the onion to see that, gosh, this has been going on since 1970s. The Girl Scouts agenda around feminism and secularism and all these things, and that really my little voice is not going to change this really big movement that had already begun back when Betty Friedan was on their board of directors. So rather than curse the darkness, we decided to light a candle, and we really thought this would be a little something something for my third daughter in our little community, and I could not believe it. Now, I gotta back up a little bit. I was raised by a mom and a dad who were great people, and my dad was disabled. He had acute multiple sclerosis, and I adore my dad. I just would ask him, I'd tell him the latest things about the Girl Scouts, and he quite frankly couldn't believe it. And he was the one laying in his bed. He was bedridden at this point, near death. And he said, Patty, you know, do something different. Light that candle. Don't just curse the darkness. Do something positive. And so with his encouragement, my earthly father and my heavenly father just really encouraging me and affirming me through our prayer time, et cetera, that maybe we can do something. And so all of a sudden, we're doing these badges, we're writing this program for my daughter because I've been so steeped in understanding scouting for so many years. See, the Lord wove that tapestry for a long time, that I started to realize this might be something bigger than me, but it took phone calls from all over the country to say, I've heard you're doing something, tell us about it. Wow. And I don't even know how people heard about it. So this was definitely a movement of the Lord. This is way beyond this mama, this busy, busy mama, who frankly, Lee, my walk was not as strong as it should have been in Christ. It has now grown immensely. So I want to encourage listeners that you don't have to be perfect to do something like this. You just have to be obedient. That's a really, really important concept for us, or we will never start doing anything for him.
I currently have chills all over my body, Patty, because that's exactly how Moms in Prayer got started with Fern Nichols. She was just one mom who wanted to pray for her kids and schools. And that's it. She had no idea that this would become something that God would use in such an incredible way. And I just so appreciate that at the heart of doing what you were already doing, you saw a need for a change in your obedience there. So well done. That's amazing. And can you give us some current statistics for where American Heritage Girls is in the middle of its growth and what God's doing right now?
God is planning, I believe, for the next chapter for American Heritage Girls. We are presently have troops in all 50 states, all across the country, and even in international countries, so that we're able to serve our missionary and military families as well. There's over 46,000 members, but this is the beginning of the recruitment year, so it's going to be bigger than that even in 2 weeks, because we run basically on a program year like a school does, like Moms in Prayer does as well. And with that, we have over 1,200 troops. And these troops are owned by charter organizations, which are typically churches and private schools, Christian schools, people that want to reach out to the community or want to add more character development and more Christ edifying experiences into a kid's life. So they charter or they own this troop, and they can do what they would like with this troop within the policies and guidelines, much like Moms in Prayer does with their covenants. So we are very similarly yoked that way. And what happens then is that the girls are now growing. We are 23 years old, and we have seen alumni graduate from the program, go on to do amazing things for the Lord in this country and even beyond. We have girls that have learned basic skills from badges that they've earned, and then you put in the Holy Spirit power, not girl power, the Holy Spirit power within right. the girl. And whoa, it's unbelievable, some of the stories. We have one girl named Esther who earned her aviation badge, and she was from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And she loved the whole plane thing. She was blessed to be near the Air Force Academy. She found some guys, some World War II vets, some elderly guys that would hang out at the hangar near the Air Force Academy and talk about some of their World War II experiences. She became fascinated with this. And so she decided for her Stars and Stripes project, which is the biggest award that HG has, that she would like to do a living history of these gentlemen for the National Archives Living History Project. And so she interviewed these guys and learned a lot about their experiences, prayed with these guys, and really fallen in love with these elderly gentlemen. And as a result, today, our Esther is now a missionary aviator in Uganda. And so this is a God-sized miracle that happened just with a little bit of something in the troops, some loving adults helping to facilitate, and a girl whose heart is so open to the Lord to say, take me wherever you want me to be, Lord. That's the kind of stuff that's going on in HG today, and we can't wait for the next chapter to see what God's doing.
It does take investment by older women into the lives of girls to see, well, really, discipleship and spiritual growth happen. That's what scripture lays for it, is that older women, and older can even just be a few years, right? Investing yes. in younger women. And I know that that's part of the leader idea in American Heritage Girls, although American Heritage Girls also invites men to help be leaders too. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. We're very family oriented, and therefore dads want to be with their daughters as well. Of course, we do all the stuff that we need to do for any volunteers, safety and background checks and trainings and all of these things. But what's beautiful is to see a dad be able to be part of their daughter's lives, and the heart that these dads have for their girls. It's unbelievable. And we all know how important that role model is to have a good dad when we're making our future selection for our own spouses, that's a positive experience. We want to encourage that. Absolutely.
Well put. So Patty, I know why this is a good fit for Moms in Prayer to be in a strategic partnership with American Heritage Girls, but could you tell us about your vision in our partnership between Moms in Prayer and AHG?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I want to say I believe that the Lord had this designed way before we even thought of it. I remember I was, again, a Girl Scout leader in Northern Virginia. That was a very scary time for me. I had moved my entire family. My husband had a super busy job, and I was going into an unknown territory. I'm really from Cincinnati. I was going into Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area, and boy, was that a different world for me. And so I remember wanting to meet a friend, and I found a friend with a beautiful smile, engaging smile, and a cross dangling from her neck. And I'm like, okay, Lord, is this going to be my friend? And I love when we wear our crosses because it helps us to know the believers, right? And to come together. And here, this friend, she was very involved in PTA, as I wanted to be as well, very involved in Girl Scouts, as I wanted to be as well. And she said, you know what, Patty, we do this little thing at my house, and I like to invite you over for coffee. We pray for our kids in the public school, and it's called Mom in Touch. And I'm like, oh, I'd love to be part of that. Tell me more. And of course, as we both know, Lee, that Moms in Touch was called Moms in Touch before. It was called Moms in Prayer. This is how my very first friend from Northern Virginia, which actually laid the paver stones, or whatever you want to say, for myself to have the confidence to start American Heritage Girls. She taught me how to pray. She had crazy ideas. She had a prayer closet. I had never heard of that before. She talked about the positions of prayer. All of this stuff came from this lady named Pat Gonser, a military wife who had moved all over the country, and this was her connector, was Moms in Touch. And so I believe that this was, from the very beginning, the Lord designed this. It only had to happen to fruition in his timing, right? So that was like, whoa, I'm so open to this because I know this organization. I was part of it, and it helped me navigate the anxiety that I had, honestly, about my kids being in a public school. That was number one. Number two, when we talk about the importance of girls in American Heritage Girls and throughout our country, I truly believe that if they only understood who they are and whose they are, we would not have all the ills of the Me Too movement or bulimia or anorexia or any of these things that girls are suffering from today. Identity crisis on steroids, honestly. So the only way we can understand whose we are, or girls individuals can is through prayer, building a relationship with God. So to teach them some tools to keep the discipline of prayer, because it is a discipline. We let our minds go. We say we're too busy, to instill in the hearts as young as tender hearts, which are only 6-year-old girls, how to pray, the importance of prayer, the discipline of prayer, and then to receive this patch that lets the moms know they've learned this stuff. Now keep it at home. Keep bringing it up. Keep it in remembrance. What an investment you've made in our daughters, in American Heritage Girls and beyond.
Well, it was so fun writing the patch for American Heritage Girls. I had that opportunity, and then we partnered it with our graphic designers and our team here at Moms in Prayer, and it is beautiful. We are so thrilled with the way that it turned out for American Heritage Girls, and everybody has access to that Girls in Prayer patch on our website. American Heritage Girls has a woman that works for them named Jamie, and she's precious. But as Jamie and I were talking about, what do they need to know at 6 years old about prayer? What do they need to know at 9 years old about prayer? How about 12? And then what do high schoolers need to know about prayer? It was so fun to build on the idea, not just that they would go through a patch one time, but that they could revisit this at every stage of the American Heritage Girls program. And really, because you guys have agreed to be generous with this patch, we also are able to offer it to the entire world at different ages and stages. And so that understanding can just layer on top of each other, and they can grow. And moms and leaders are welcome to get involved in that process with their girls.
That is for sure. And you know, girls in prayer become moms in prayer. So this is so important to begin the foundations early, because, you know, suddenly turning on Christianity as a mom, it's a lot. You need to just grow through it. And that's the beauty of this patch program as well.
I appreciate, Patty, what you said about, I wasn't spiritually at a place to run an international ministry, but God grew that underneath you. And we praise God for that, that He does that, that even if we don't feel qualified to lead girls around us, that God builds that qualification in us. Can you explain a little bit about working with girls and your heart for girls and this generation?
Absolutely. You know, today's generation, despite their connectivity through their devices, is at an all-time high of a loneliness rate. Youth in particular are lonely, lonely, lonely. And it seems like a weird dichotomy that we can talk to anybody we want at any time that we want, but yet we are hardwired to be relational. And I truly believe the devices do not create relationships. Rather, they're actually in the way, Lee. They are putting these girls in pretty much measuring their self-worth through how many likes are on Instagram or how many people are Snapchatting them or whatever it might be. It's not how God measures our worth. And so it has been integral, as I've seen this 23 years, how much girls have changed. And the one thing that remains true, remains pure, and remains good is Christ's love for them. And so if we can impart that through HG or through whatever, you know, there's so many arrows that are necessary in the quiver to combat all that's going against girls and women today. We need to just fill that quiver up. And HG is one of those arrows. It's not the only arrow. It's a great add-on. It is complementary to your Christian values, not contradictory. And that's rare to find these days. I mean, man, when I see what my daughters are going through, choosing, and my son too, choosing what is right for their kiddos as far as extracurriculars, I cannot believe how you have to dig down. I mean, literally every youth organization that I grew up with has gone very secular. So it's hard to find good stuff, you know, that's going to be effective and complementary and worth your family's time. So HG is that. And I think it's so important that we realize that this is going to be an undergirding. I like to talk about shot peening. You may know about shot peening. I don't know, Lee, but you're near the auto industry area in Michigan. And it is a type of technique that's used in the auto industry to strengthen steel. There is shot, literally, shot hitting against steel to make it stronger. And I believe that in AHG, that's what we do. We try to reinforce Christ's love for these girls, making them stronger, helping them to understand. Right now, we might be bouldering or climbing a rock wall, but let's talk about perseverance and how God wants us to run through. Or we might right now be serving in this homeless ministry, but how does that look? The did Jesus do this kind of stuff? Are we emulating what he's doing? Or we are having a conflict right now, and right now I feel like the clique has taken over and I am left out. What does God say about that? We're living life through a lens of Christ through AHG. And I think that only helps these girls strengthen themselves so that when they go off to college, they are ready. It's just infused throughout. You know, it's like carrot cake. The carrot doesn't lay on the top. It's infused throughout the cake. And that's what American Heritage Girls provides families.
Well, let's get practical. Let's strip Moms in Prayer and American Heritage Girls right off of our conversation, and let's get practical. What is one step or a few that women listening can take to begin engaging girls around them in their lives? So scouting aside, Moms in Prayer aside, what do you think? Because we do live in a generation that needs reinforcement. How did you say that? Shot peening. How can we shot peen our girls now?
Well, first of all, I hate to say this, but not really. Put away your device. Get off the phones. Are you paying attention to your kiddos? Or are you at the park, like I see all the time, and you're so busy looking at your Facebook or your latest text or what the reviews are on that couch you want to buy and not paying attention to your own daughter? So I think you have to engage fully. You've got to put that down. And this is hard. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? But in this day of so much hitting us, just to engage fully, eye to eye. Your daughter wants to talk. You're ready to listen. Listen fully. Secondly, I love to ask questions. Don't just accept what they're saying at face value. Dig a little deeper. Ask questions. Even the smallest question could open up a conversation that potentially you were not ready to have, but that's okay. Right. It's an important conversation to know. But if you are not engaged fully and you do not ask questions, you're not going to get your daughter to talk. And this is true for boys as well. I found that this is really integral for that. Pray intentionally. I told you when I started American Heritage Girls, my Christian walk was not what it is today, but I remember the pastor's wife saying, I am praying right now for my daughter's husband. And her daughter was 3, and I thought that was wacky, okay, honestly. Oh my goodness, yes, we should be praying for our daughter's husbands, our sons' wives, all of those things now upon their in utero, honestly. We need to be praying for that. So pray intentionally. Have something specific you should pray for. Be available. You know, I said not just listen fully and not engage, but be available. Don't get yourself so busy that your daughter is in her room all the time just doing her homework or her tech stuff and mom's too busy. She's doing the dishes. The house has to be perfect. You know, we're Martha, not Mary. All these things that we need to just be moms. The dirt will go away eventually. I am now an empty nester and my house is clean and I never thought it would be. Please. Do not worry about that because that stuff is fleeting, right? And then finally, for me, is model humility. I was not a perfect daughter. I am not a perfect mom, but I love Jesus and I want you to love Jesus too, kiddo. It says in Colossians 3:21, fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. Are we showing love in every way? Are we emulating the grace that he's provided us as moms? Are we giving that to our own daughters? Are we being, don't do that. You know, pick your battles. Honestly, there's so many of them. You're going to lose the war if you don't pick your battles. Those are really the top 4 or 5 that I think are important. And it's all about investing in those girls. And it's going to take time.
Something that I do appreciate about being involved in a program like Moms in Prayer, Girls in Prayer patch program, or really just AHG in general, is beginning to help our daughters understand that a Christian worldview happens in every area of their lives as they become homemakers, as they become students in higher education, as they learn about our history and our foundation, as they explore nature, that God is relevant in every area of their lives, and not simply while they're learning to pray or while they're studying their Bibles, but that there is no difference between secular and sacred, that actually everything is about the Heavenly Father and about what he is accomplishing on earth. And I see that in what you're saying is that as we're going, we're talking to our girls about these things.
Absolutely. We're doing life together. And the biblical worldview lens is critical. As adults, we so separate it. You know, we are blessed right now to work in ministries, Lee, right?
Right.
But even in secular industry, we need to be bringing our Christianity in there, despite what the courts are saying or what we may perceive the courts are saying. That's another important thing. Christians should not be afraid to be who they are and to minister in the way that is not obnoxious, but loving like Jesus did. We need to bring that back. Our country is in real trouble, division everywhere. And if we could really live our faith rather than compartmentalizing it, keeping it only on Sundays, this is what HG is about, is this full integration. And girls, you may be in a public school. Your mom is maybe praying for you in that public school through Moms in Prayer and other groups, but you can live the faith. You know, the Lord has given them gifts of evangelization, and peer-to-peer evangelization is very powerful. And that's part of what I love about the Moms in Prayer patch, Lee, that you wrote, particularly in the Pioneer and Patriot area. One of my favorite pieces of this whole thing is that who was on your mat? That whole idea of bringing intentional prayer around a certain friend that I want to bring to Christ to know who he is. That's beautiful. And that's where we need to get the girls to be, where not only are they strong in their own faith, but now they're willing to be missionaries to the faith.
Well, like you said, we have lots of activities in the Girls in Prayer patch. Again, that's available on the website, momsinprayer.org/girls-in-prayer. Anybody's able to get these. So there's a study that is at every age level available that sole purpose is to teach them why we pray and how that's possible. But there's also four steps of prayer cards so that we can teach the four steps of prayer, praise, confession, thanksgiving, intercession to our girls. And then at the end, there's a, well, we call it pancakes, pajamas, and prayer party. But that's just an event that we can have that will be memorable. And then, of course, as a patch program, there are tons of activities that are age appropriate that they can do at any level. So you've probably looked through our activities. You talked about the Who's on Your Mat bookmark, but are there any other ones that you've enjoyed?
Well, the jelly bean thing is such a great idea. I love all the names for God in the bowl that you can pull out. That's so awesome. But you know, I keep thinking how neat Moms in Prayer groups, if they would host an overnight at their church where they had their covenant and do this to reach out to the girls, to have a fun night, to teach girls that may not even attend that church or may not know Christ to learn about prayer and who he is and the beautiful joy that comes from being in communion with him. What a great outreach. We can pray. And my mom's in touch group, we prayed and that was awesome. But we started to realize we love doing life together. So we would do service projects. And then we started to pull it into our Girl Scout troop at the time, when we were allowed. And now, you know, with the HG troop, that's another outreach. So ladies, let's get involved in girls' lives. We may not even have a daughter. That's okay. As you said earlier, we are called to be Titus 2 women. We are called to mentor the younger ones. And no matter what our age, there's always somebody younger than us. And so let's be part of it. Let's get activated and be part of the solution rather than just pointing to the problem. Let's be light when there seems to be no light.
And I think as a mom, we've done this in several different ways with our girls over the years, whether that was a Christmas party where we sent invitations to their class and invited all the girls over to our house and we decorated Christmas cookies. And I read the Christmas story out of the book of Luke to them and we talked about Christmas carols. And when I sent home those invitations, I didn't pull any punches because I didn't want other parents to feel surprised about what was going to happen. But I found that most parents are not offended when you say you're going to invest in these girls' lives and there's going to be a fun activity and we're going to give them journals. That's what Pancakes, Pajamas, and Prayer does, is introduces them to private prayer. But we're going to talk about prayer. So no problem, actually, with our friends that aren't believers. They just want to know what's going to be happening with their daughters and they're excited about that. I'm sure you see that happen too.
It really is amazing. When you are transparent and not hiding what you're about, it is surprising. We have girls of all different faiths that are in American Heritage Girls. The charter organizations have to agree to our statement of faith, but it really is designed to be an outreach too. And it's really cool to see how the girls, who is Jesus? What is this about? What does it look like? By and large, our membership are Christian girls. Yes, definitely. But it allows you to bring that friend from school that you care about that might be on your met, to come into fellowship in this great community of all girls. And, you know, that's an important piece. Lee, you know, we've got scouting now is becoming co-ed. It's not an all-girl environment. There is something to be said for the beauty of girls growing up together and growing in Christ together and not worrying about what the guys think. So that's another really important piece. But I'm excited about this patch. I cannot wait. This is our first full year with it, right, Lee? This is our program year where we are really launching it in AHG. But I know Moms in Prayer is going to be blessed by girls all over the country participating in this wonderful program.
It's a blessing. And at Moms in Prayer, we want to raise up, just like you said, the next generation of Moms in Prayer. Girls who know how to pray become women who pray strategically. And we love that. Patty, I have to tell you before we hang up that I was at a church this spring, the day that American Heritage Girls unrolled the program via email to the troops. I was in Dearborn, Michigan, talking to a MOPS group, and a woman walked up to me. And, you know, when I was pulling my suitcase down the hall so I could set up our table, I saw American Heritage Girls information on the walls of this church. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. I, in West Michigan, hadn't seen an AHG group in play, but we just finished this patch, and I was just marveling. Lord, you're so good to bring me to a place at the end of this project. We just so rich to be in this place. And maybe I'll ask some questions about American Heritage Girls and what that looks like in this church. And so this woman, before I had a chance to say anything to her at all, beelined up to me and she said, you know, I got an email yesterday talking about Girls in Prayer patch with Moms in Prayer last night because I'm an American Heritage Girls leader. And I said, you are? And I said, I was just going to ask about that. And she said, and unreal. But then I found out our speaker today was with Moms in Prayer, and I thought it had to have been the same person. And she was so excited that we were going to be bringing these two things together. And I felt like that the Lord was winking at me in the middle of that time. I was just like, it could have only happened on one day of all of eternity that it would have been unrolled the day before. And I just thought, Lord, yep, thank you for this partnership and for this precious mom in Dearborn, Michigan, who is a part of both, who so believes in the power of prayer over her girls' lives. And she's busy doing the thing. I love what that means for leaders of AHG and Moms in Prayer.
Absolutely. And just as you mentioned, you know, it's so cool how they can work together and what it does for the woman growing in Christ, right? When you invest yourselves both in others through prayer and others through serving through this HG troop. Wow, that woman has not only been blessed because she's doing what God has asked her to do, but her daughter and her daughter's daughters, the legacy continues. The Lord promises that in scripture. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I just want to encourage our Moms in Prayer listeners that you don't have to start a Moms in Prayer group. You don't have to start an AHG group, but we would like you to consider the lives of the girls around you and how you could invest in them. At any level, begin one step at a time investing in a girl. So, Patty, as we close, what's your prayer for the next generation of girls?
You know what? I'd love to just do that prayer if I could.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's do it. Father God, you are an awesome God. And Lord, we thank you for the many, many blessings that you give us each and every day. And Lord, I thank you even for this opportunity to chat with Lee, to be a sister in Christ to her and for all of those listening. Father, we just want to be an instrument of your peace, Lord. Father, we ask you to help us be strong in the faith, Lord, for us to want to come behind what you have already laid out, what you have preordained, Lord, for us to do. Help us be courageous. Help us to be unshaken. And Father, help us to follow your will. And Lord, we just pray today for girls everywhere, Lord, that we as women would come alongside at least one to say, the Lord loves you. He loves who you are, and he loves that you're his. And Father, we just want to give you the glory and the praise for all that you're doing. And Lord, I want to ask for a special blessing on Moms in Prayer's ministry, the impact that they're having all across the world because of you, because of your Holy Spirit power. Father God, I thank you for who you are, and Father, for who you allow us to be. We give all of these things to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Patty, it's such an honor to have you.
Thank you. It's been so much fun chatting.
I told you Patty was fun, and she's a huge advocate for Moms in Prayer and Girls Everywhere. I'm sure you'll want to see the Girls in Prayer program that we talked about in the podcast, and you can find the links, a place to learn more about American Heritage Girls groups near you, and the scriptures and tips she talks about in our show notes for today's episode on the Moms in Prayer blog at momsinprayer.org. Moms in Prayer is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest, providing encouragement for right where you are on this parenting journey. And I'm on all of those channels as well as Leanine Heiss. Moms make the difference, friends. Moms just like you. See you next time.